Blog Talk Radio. awaken my soul, come into the light, awaken my spirit, like your candle burn bright, awaken my
not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Of the Healing Fountain Show, and this is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom, and our guest today is the return of the beautiful Chrissy Astle. She's a beautiful blonde and she does oracle card readings, so we're hoping to get a few thousand callers on the switchboard here. And as usual, we're going to be crossing time zones and oceans to meet up with our Gary Moore from the USA. Are you there, Gary?
I am here. Hello, everyone. Hi, John. Great. Christie. Yeah, we did cross time zones and meridians and oceans and dimensions and all sorts of things. And here we are 1 hour later in the U.S. Than usual because of this time zone change. But we are here and welcome everyone. And I'm excited for the show as we welcome back Christie Astle. This is going to be exciting.
Really good. And yes. We're even further apart now, aren't we, time-wise, because the USA has already gone forward 1 hour. So
right.
It's 6 p.m. there. It's 10 p.m. here. Oh, no, so we're 4 hours apart now.
Yeah, there's
we're,
4 hours difference now. Yeah. Typically there are five.
Yes,
but,
yeah.
Right now there
so
are
we're
only
nearer,
four.
So we're nearer. We're closer.
We're closer, yes.
Mm-hmm. But it's going to be
time
like
is
that.
A con-
Sorry?
Time is just a construct in an illusion anyway. And the Red Indians, we make a joke about the time changes anyway. You know, it's like, you know, how do you cut off a foot off the top of a blanket and sew it onto the bottom of a blanket and think you have a longer blanket? You know.
We have a shorter blanket at the moment, but it's going to be like that for another 3 weeks until we go forward on the 31st, I think it is, of March, when we will go for the 1 hour, and then we'll be in British summertime. It always sounds good, doesn't it? British summertime. But,
British summertime.
You know, you wait till autumn for the summer to come, and then you're disappointed.
Yeah,
but
here
anyway,
it's called daylight time now.
Right.
Whether it be Eastern, Central, Mountain, or Pacific, it's all daylight time now. So that's when you have the DT, the EDT. And then in October, we change. Yeah, the ST is standard time, which occurs throughout the winter. So.
Okay. Well, anyway.
That's how that works.
That's okay. But it is deceiving, isn't it? Because our British summertime is BST. And so I thought your summertime would be EST, but it's not. It's the other way around. Just to confuse us even further.
Confuse, exactly.
It doesn't take much doing with me, I'll tell you. Anyway, we have a lovely song that was requested by Chrissy before we bring her on. And so we're going to give it a spin. It's called Him, and it's by Barclay James, Harvest. So enjoy this one.
Oh, I love it.
Here it goes. Popular in the chat room. Can you hear that applause?
Valley deep in the mountain so high. If you want to see God, you gotta move on the other side. Stand up there with your head in the clouds.
Let's see you clapping your hands.
Bye bye, you know you might not come down. Don't try to fly, dear God. You might not come down. You're looking down. The people said it was a virgin birth. Jesus came down from heaven to earth. The people said it was a virgin birth. The people said it was a virgin birth. So great stories of the Lord. He said he was the Savior of us all. He so great stories of the Lord. He said he was the Savior of us all. He said he was the Savior.
by Barclay James Harvest. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, that was a good one, eh? A nice rousing one to wake us up in case we were thinking of falling asleep.
They were probably cheering the next song, which was Her.
Oh, that was him. H-Y-M-N, not H-I-M.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Right, well, I think we're going to bring our Chrissy on. We haven't got many callers tonight. In fact, we haven't got any just at the moment. But I think it may be because in America, the time is later and it's 6 o'clock there now instead of the usual 5 o'clock. But never mind, we'll carry on with the show and with a bit of luck, in a little while, we'll get some callers. Because Chrissy right. does lovely oracle card readings. She's got a website, http://www.angellight.co.uk. So there's two L's in there, angellight.co.uk. If you want to take advantage of her unique spiritual home study program. So we're going to bring her on and have a word with her first, see what she's going to tell us tonight, because she's always usually full of good advice and good information. So are you there, Chrissy?
I'm here.
Oh, great. How are you?
Welcome
I'm really
back.
Well, thank you. I was trying to remember how long it was since I was on, and I'm sure it's about a year or...
Last July.
Was it?
Yes, I just found out the other day when I was checking through where we were. And, yeah, so that's great. So have you got something you want to tell us about before we start?
Well, I thought it would be really nice just to say that the whole theme of the moment is stepping into the light.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about healing by being part of the light and being with the angels in the light rather than asking them to come to us all the time. It's about us raising our vibration so that we can be part of them. And so hopefully we will get some callers and lots of questions. And if not, I'll just be happy to chat to you guys and we can talk about the work that's been going on and all the work I've been doing at the moment to get people to raise their vibration and work with the angels. And if anybody wants me to, I can maybe pull a few cards and see what the angels have got to tell them.
Oh, well, that would be good. Could you pull one for everyone that's listening in?
Let's do that. So this is from
wonderful.
This is from the pack called Angel Insights. And let's just take, I'm going to take one now right from the middle. And it's called Fluidity. So it's the Angel of Fluidity, and that basically is a beautiful picture. It's a healing card, and it's a card that says that if we can go with the flow, if we can stop trying to dam the river or push it in the way we want to go, but just allow ourselves to go with the flow, and that will be more healing to us than if we try and control everything. So this is the message that's coming here now. And I guess since we've got all these time changes, we're going to have to go with the flow anyway, aren't we?
Well, we do anyway.
Absolutely.
Because, yeah, we're in the new paradigm now. And as you said, it's about we're in unity. So we don't need to have the dark and the light. It's all one. We're in unity now. And so it's much easier to raise our vibration if we have the intent to.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Yes, as we turn away from this dualistic existence that occurred prior, you know, we realize that they were all just polarized opposites of the exact same energy, and that it has been all along. So that's, as we move forward into the mindfulness of all that, it's such a joy.
Oh, it is. You can really feel the difference.
Yes.
The difference in everything, the difference in really beginning to step up and understand that we are, everything we do affects all of us, absolutely everything. Have you heard of the beautiful Huna healing called Ho'oponopono, where it's kind of
absolutely,
your pain
yes.
is my pain?
Yes. Yeah.
I had a spiritual mentor many years ago who was a Huna practitioner, so I learned about Ho'oponopono quite a while ago. It's huge. But tell us about it.
We've done a couple of shows about it. Well,
yes.
Violet Light was on a while ago doing one. But, you know, anybody's perspective we always will welcome, because everybody sort of picks up on different things in a therapy or a what's the word, Gary? I've gone brain dead.
Well, it's share your perspective, Chrissy, of Ho'oponopono.
Yeah.
Please.
Are you still there, Chrissy?
Hello? Did we lose her?
I'll just have a look and see if she's still on the switchboard. Probably. I don't know. I'll just have a look. Anyway, shall I play a nice little song while we find her?
Okay.
Right. I'll just have a look for this next one that Chrissy requested. It's one by Catherine Jenkins.
Oh, I love her.
Hmm. But you might know, I haven't just got it up because so I'll just type this in and see what comes up. We've got Angel by Catherine Jenkins, and it's eluding me at the minute, but we've done a couple of weeks without any gremlins in the works, but I think they might have just got a little one in there now. Here it is, so I'll give this a quick spin, and then I'll get Chrissy back on.
Okay.
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always one reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end of the day.
Hawkins singing Angel. Oh, what a beautiful song.
Beautiful.
Okay. Are you there now, Chrissy?
Oh, I hope so.
I told you there was a gremlin about, but never mind.
That was weird. That was really weird. I could still see all the messages, but I couldn't hear anything. Anyway, I'm back.
Good.
I'm back. Thank you.
Welcome
back.
Arnie.
Back.
So you are in the process of sharing your perspective with Ho'oponopono, and I would love to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ho'oponopono for me is very much linked with all the other things too, like A Course in Miracles, which says that, you know, our pain is our illusion, and the whole Gentle Art of Blessing. Have you heard of Pierre Pradovan's work, The Gentle Heart of Blessing?
Vaguely. I'm not well upon it.
That's very, very similar to the Huna Ho'oponopono. It's very much to do with blessing the situation or blessing the people in their essence, not in the situation that's upsetting you or that's negative in any way. You bless the perfection. You bless the absolute essence. And so if anything's going on or somebody's upset you or they've pressed a button, just like in Ho'oponopono, you accept responsibility for it too, and you ask for the forgiveness and you tell them you love them and you thank them for it. In Pierre Pradovan's work with The Gentle Art of Blessing, you bless them for the gift of allowing you to recognize that something's going on that you're a part of. So for me, it's like it's this wonderful New Age concept of taking a little bit of this and a little bit of that and adding them to the pot. And then, of course, because I work with angels, I also ask the angels to bless and hold everything in the light, hold it in the instant. I love the whole idea of Gary was saying about time being a human construct, because it's like the angels can see the whole picture and the divine sees the whole picture. And it's like a huge, great tapestry, isn't it? And each of us is just holding one thread, and that thread is all we can see. So they hold the whole thing. So if you're doing the Ho'oponopono, which is I love you, I bless you, I thank you, forgive me, not necessarily in that order, but you're doing that, or you're blessing the whole situation, you're linking into the light, and you're asking the angels to hold you in that moment of light so that you may see the bigger picture. And it's just beautiful stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
and that shifts your own energy in the now and puts you back in the moment so you can experience the next moment, if you will, with your energy shifted, which was the whole purpose behind Ho'oponopono. Because when we look at everything beyond the tip of our own nose, everything we look at, we perceive through our own filtration system. And so it's basically turning your eyes inward and loving and forgiving yourself for not seeing that individual exactly perfect, fixed, whole, and healed, and beautiful in that particular moment in time.
Yeah. Mm. And every person that we meet teaches us something about ourselves. And if we have sort of an anti-reaction to someone or a negative reaction to someone, it teaches us an even greater lesson if we just look for the underlying things that we need to find out about ourselves. So we should thank everyone that we meet, and especially our enemies. Well, we shouldn't have enemies, but, you know, I mean, if there's somebody that doesn't like us, we have to thank them for what they're teaching us.
Bless them. Bless them in their perfection.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lovely, I mean, it really, if you practice it and practice it, it really does work, and it's so healing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It is amazing how I have done that, and, you know, I continue to do that, how much better other people get. And they've done nothing.
That's true.
But the whole thing, the whole Hindu greeting of Namaste, the soul in me blesses and greets the soul in you. There's a lovely little angel thing too, you know, the angel in me greets the angel in you. And if you look at everyone through an angel's eyes, obviously you only ever see the loving in everybody. What a wonderful world if we could all do it, eh?
Yeah. I mean, we should be looking the light in someone else. Because everybody
we actually all can.
Is a spark of the light. Yes. What's scary?
Well, we do it. We are all manipulators and creators of our own reality at every given moment. And science is already pointing in this direction. Even, the science of quantum physics, for example, tells us that, you know, everything within our experience, we create within our experience, and we do it with our mind. You know, a universe cannot exist without mind entering into the picture. In fact, the mind is actually shaping the very thing we're experiencing. So with that in mind, that understanding, then we can begin to unlock and open the door toward the realization that we are creators. We are that which we call God. To put that a different way, we are part of the way the universe has become aware of itself, and we do it with our experience.
That's true.
Isn't it exciting, though, that now we've even got the scientists doing these fascinating programs about quantum physics, and they're showing us that science has now discovered that we co-create.
Yeah.
I know, I've always said that science will catch up with what spiritualists have been saying for donkey's years.
Yeah.
And they're just beginning to catch up now. And the same with the ETs as well, isn't it?
Yeah, the mystics were the ones that were thought of as being strange, and now the scientists are finally saying, oh, look what we've discovered.
Yeah.
So the mysticism and spirituality and religion and science will all become one, and then there'll be a walking, talking example of the whole thing. It's fantastic. Absolutely super exciting times.
It is, and it is a giant jigsaw puzzle. And I always knew that, and I always knew that the alignment of the planets when a person is born all sort of is part of the bigger picture.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't it fabulous?
Mm.
And now we're looking at the messages from Pleiades and the channelings and everything, and it's no longer, well, it's still in some circles, it's thought of as a bit strange, but you can read it in ordinary women's magazines now, and on the TV and the radio, and they're exploring it more and more. So it's becoming more commonplace, and it's absolutely fantastic.
It's becoming
children are learning at school. Yeah, it's just great. Lovely stuff.
Well, we have a caller online, so would you like to have a word with them? I don't know who it is, but I'll just bring them on and see if they have a question for you, Chrissy.
Sure.
Hello, you're online with Chrissy Astell. What's your name and where you're calling from, please? Area code 206. Area code 206. Hiya.
Hi, this is AJ, and I was calling in for an oracle reading.
Oh, hi, AJ. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Seattle.
Seattle.
Wonderful.
Seattle.
Hello. Okay.
Hi.
So,
how can I help you, AJ? What would you like to know?
Gosh, what would I like to know?
Shall I ask you to choose an oracle card for you?
Yeah, I would do that.
Shall I just pick one for you? So I'm thinking of Seattle, which is a beautiful city, and I'm going to think of you, and I'm just going to take a card. And the card that I've chosen for you is a card of connections. So it's a healing card. It's very much to do with emotional healing. Lots of water in the card. And the angel is noticing. It's a card that springs to mind of not allowing yourself to ever feel less than. Never feel less than. So if something is making you feel that you're not quite doing enough, or you're not quite good enough, or you're not quite making the right connections, let those feelings go. Because this particular card is about noticing how we all make ripples in the pond, and that every single thing that we do, just like we were talking about earlier, every thought we have, every action has a rippling effect with others. So this is about healing for you on an emotional level, to do with making contacts and connecting up with like-minded people so that you can discuss and connect with people who will reinforce your own sense of your own spirituality and your own sense of who you really are. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that does make sense.
Good. Good, because I can't see you. Okay, well, the angel, the card that's come up is actually from Archangel Raphael, so it's a very strong healing energy. And if you can sit with those ideas and that thought for a little while, that may bring you some deep inner peace and a sense of real well-being. So I hope that works for you.
It does, yes. Thank you.
Great,
you're welcome.
And we're going to go back to listening.
Any more questions, AJ?
I'm just kind of curious where my relationship that I'm in right now is going. If it's long term or not.
Ah, right. Okay. I can't tell you that. I'm not able to give you the future predictions. That's not what I do.
Okay.
The way I work with the angels is more about your spiritual and personal development and where you're going in your spiritual life. So your personal life is obviously affected, your romantic life is affected, all by the well-being of how you feel spiritually. So the card, because it's connections, it's very much to do with circles, and the circles, as I'm looking at the card, the circles are to do with the rippling effect of everything that you can interlink between the two of you. So the more you can find to connect, and the more you can find that is a something you have in common, the stronger your relationship will become. Now, in terms of length of relationship, then I can't tell you that. That's very much to do with relationships are meant to last for however long they last, depending on what you've come to learn from them and whatever the contract is between you. So I'm sorry on that one, I can't tell you, other than it's very much about interconnection, and whatever you can find that are those close links between you, that will certainly strengthen your relationship.
Okay. No, that's perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, AJ.
Thanks for calling in, AJ. You'll have to call
Thank
us
you.
Back and let us know
I
how
will.
You went on.
Okay.
Okay, then.
And I'm going to listen off the air, if that's okay.
Yeah, thanks very much for calling.
Certainly. I'll just go ahead and mute you, and you can continue to listen on the line or hang up, either one.
And if you'd like a reading, anybody, call in 646-929-0461. And if you're calling from outside the United States, it's 001. 646-929-0461, or if you're on Skype, all you need to do is just click to talk, and
right.
You'll come up as a Skype caller. Good. Okay, then. So, did you want Chrissy to give you a reading, Gary?
Oh, certainly. Sure, I'd love that. Thank you.
Oh! Oh, there's nothing like a bit of pressure.
Yeah, sorry about that. Just thought I'd throw that in there.
Nothing like putting a guy on the spot, you know.
No. Oh, okay, I'll tell you what I'll do, Gary. I'll just take three cards for you. I'm going to take them, and I'm going to put them one, two. Oh, my goodness, three. Okay, so you have, now bearing in mind I know nothing about you, you've got... one, two, three. The first card is self-belief. That's on the left of center. Archangel Raphael is in the center. And to the right of that, you've got a card called freedom. So I'm thinking that this is past, present, and future. So it's for someone that doesn't believe in the time frame thing. We've got leading up to this point in time, we have issues of self-belief, where sometimes you may have felt that you weren't quite up to mark, and you were trying your best, and there was a lot of self-doubt and a lot of being quite hard on yourself from time to time, and believing that maybe you could do things a little better, or not quite really believing that you are the wonderful, unique, stupendous being that you are. So there's a little bit of not feeling... from time to time, not feeling quite worthy enough. That's what's been leading you to this place. That's not where you are now. That's what's been leading you to this place. Then right now, there's a huge amount of healing going on. Now, I don't know if you are a healer, You are certainly working with the energies of self-discovery and scientific discovery, as well as healing itself, because the energy of Archangel Raphael is very much to do with scientific discovery. It's to do with not just accepting that things are as other people say, but saying, well, that's really interesting, but who says and how come, and let me understand this for myself. So it's the card of really wanting to be much deeper than surface, to go really deep into things and understand how every cell works and understand how the universe works, and then sit back and just know for yourself, because you know how it's all working, not because you've read it in a book or somebody else says so. And this huge amount of energy that comes from being like this is what enables you to be a really powerful healer. Now, I don't know whether that's because you write things or you talk to people or it's merely your presence, but it's a very, very powerful energy that you're holding now, right now. And the way forward with this energy is to absolutely allow yourself to be totally free and to let go. The card says, the freedom card is a Michael card, and it says, with feet on the ground and really embodying the light, embodying the spirit through you, you are enabling others to release themselves from the cage of the illusion, because the cage is merely an illusory form. It's not real. It doesn't exist. It's just that people think they're tied up. So your role forward is to allow people to see that they can set themselves free. So there you are, three little cards. I don't know you well enough to know if that feels right for you. I hope it does, because that's what's come up for you. But they're really beautiful images.
Mm-hmm. Well, from what I know about you, Gary, it sounded just bob on.
Yes, it does, yeah. And good. Ever since I made the decision a few years ago now to get back on the air and get back into broadcasting, it's all about getting the word to the street to empower everyone, because the power is within us all. And as we begin to think differently, that power will emerge, and it will feed us and clothe us and house us, et cetera, and sustain our very existence. All we need to do is allow it. And since then, I've been doing all I can to be that hollow bone, to allow those words and that message to come through me and out to the world. So it's very spot on. Thank you, Chrissy.
Oh, great.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. The freedom card is a beautiful one. It's an angel holding a silver little bird cage up into the sky, and the beautiful blue bird is flying out of the cage. So it's a beautiful card.
Oh,
and what about you, Jan?
Well, we have two more callers on air, and so I shall just bring the next one on. It's area code 916, and you're online with Chrissy. Would you like to tell us your name and where you're calling from, please? 916 area code. Hi.
Hello. Diana.
Is it Diana?
Well, hi, Diana.
Hiya.
It was my turn to get off the computer, so I called. And like usual, if I follow Gary, this is like the same thing. I've had three readings over the month that I've had the Freedom and the Raphael card. Because, yeah, I've always been a healer, but it took me a long time to get to Freedom because I had to do all my work. And then the person who read that card to me, she said, you're done with your soul contracts. You're done with your karma. It's time for you to teach your healing, because you are doing your healing. People just aren't really seeing it, because I'm not putting it. I just heal everybody. I think everybody gets a blessing. Everybody gets. I throw flowers on everybody. All kinds of different kinds of, like bark flowers. I throw herbs on people. It's just all the healing. Besides the healing that light workers do. I'm just talking about. Yeah, I'm ready to walk into my healing business. So, but the last time I did a reading after Gary, he had an astrology report from Risa, and mine sounded a lot like his. So, I don't need a reading. I already got it. I think we're only a couple months apart or something. What's Gary's rising sign?
What's your rising sign, Gary? Your rising sign.
I was born a cusp, Virgo Libra. I'm right on the cusp.
Me too. I'm Virgo rising, and you're talking about your son. I'm Taurus, but I
no,
have
I'm talking
Virgo
about
rising.
Me, not my son.
Very, she means your rising son.
I know you're a Libra. I just wanted to know if we had the same rising sign, that would make sense that these readings were alike. So you don't know your rising sign?
It's Virgo.
It's Virgo? Are you making that up?
Yeah,
well, no, it doesn't know yours.
Well, I'm Virgo rising too, so we are in our Saturn return. Jupiter return is coming soon. We had a Venus return. You know, it's like, okay, now I'm telling you, me and Gary.
Yeah, my Saturn return already happened, and yes. I got the full warranty, and it's all good.
It's just
and
leaving.
Here we are.
It was wonderful, though, when it turned over to Scorpio. It was fantastic for me, and I can't wait for the Jupiter return to come. So, hey, now that makes more sense. All right.
So, Chrissy's waiting to...
more cards that say glorious things.
Chrissy's waiting to read you a card. We've got about 10 minutes before we start the ceremonies. So we'll just do a quick card for you there, Diana, if you've got one, Chrissy.
Yep, I've got one here, and it's a beautiful card. It's the card of compassion. And it's a picture of a beautiful angel, and she's facing you, Diana, with the pose of namaste. She's turning her back on a huge wave of emotion, and this card usually comes up when somebody's just gone through something very painful, or very recently something very painful. She's asking you to now turn your back on this emotion and allow it go back into you know, the ocean of emotion, if you like, but to turn and face yourself now and to learn to love yourself much more deeply. Stop being so self-critical and really learn some self-love. To be compassionate with yourself. It's time to love yourself more deeply. That's the message from this card.
Yes, that's perfect. And that's probably why I'm hearing the song. You know, I wake up in the morning and I hear... awaken to your higher self, awaken to love. You know, I can't sing it like because that was the first time it ever happened. And then the song keeps creeping in my mind. So that compassion card, yeah, that fits perfect. I have to turn my back on some hard things and let them flow back in the ocean. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That was good advice. Thank you.
Okay.
I'll let you
know. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, thanks for calling in, Diana. Thanks for remembering me song.
Yes, thank you, Diana.
We have another caller you're going to bring on, aren't you, Gary?
I'll go ahead and bring them on. Yes.
Yes, another 206 area code, isn't
from
it?
From another 206 area code.
Does that mean it's another Seattle person?
206-905. Yes, 206, I think, is Seattle. You are on air. And what would be your question?
Well, actually, this is still AJ.
Oh, hi, AJ.
Oh,
AJ. All right. We've got two 206 area codes, so we'll mute you back again, and we'll bring the next one on. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I got the wrong one.
Yeah, there's two 206s on there.
Okay, let's try the 206-525 area code.
Hello.
Hi, there you are.
Hi, this is Michelle, and I'm also from Seattle.
Oh,
hi, Michelle.
Not from in Seattle, no.
No, not at all. I would simply like, well, not simply, I would like my reading to be what is important for me to pay attention to.
Oh, that's a lovely one. Thank you. That's a lot. Right, okay. Okay, let me take a card for you. I've shuffled again, Michelle, and again I'm thinking of Seattle, and I'm taking a card for you, which, oh my goodness, it's the Freedom card again. So this is very interesting because I've actually shuffled them, so I didn't put it back in the same place. I've taken this separately for you. It's a Michael card, so it's a message from Archangel Michael. It's a beautiful angel, as I said to Gary earlier. She's holding a silver cage up high above her shoulders, and she's opened the door, and out is flying a beautiful bluebird. The message that goes with this card is that it really is time to give yourself a confidence boost, to believe in yourself, to let yourself, let all those self-limiting and doubting thoughts just melt into the universe because they no longer serve you. So it's time to let go of any self-limitation. Am I still, mm-hmm. can you hear me? Good.
I can.
And to allow yourself to fly. Allow yourself to fly.
That's beautiful. Beautiful.
Gorgeous card, that.
It is a beautiful card.
It is. But the main thing with this is she has her feet firmly on the grass. So she's standing on the grass. So it's grounding yourself. It's being grounded, fully grounded, breathing deep into your body, allowing yourself to breathe in, literally, the breath of God and the breath of life, and to give yourself confidence and to allow that breath to lift your wings and to allow yourself to fly high. So that's the message from Archangel Michael to you.
Thank you so much. There's been so much going on in my life. That's a beautiful message.
Oh, I'm glad.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, and thank you, Chrissy. Well, I think we'll click on the link, and I'll get over to the switchboard, Gary, if you want to get everybody putting their hearts in the chat room. I know we have new people in the chat room, so what we do when we've... well, you tell them, Gary, while I get over to the switchboard.
Okay? I'll tell them, and I'll also paste the link into the chat room as well. But for those of you who are new to the show or whatever, go ahead and click the YouTube link that's posted in the chat room and pull up the YouTube player, pause the player and mute the sound and return the counter back to zero. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room to let us know you are all ready. And then Jen Christie will synchronize everyone, and all of us will start the video at the same time.
There's my heart.
So as we wait for the... Okay, here come the hearts. There's my heart, I think. My chat room is a little slow today.
And I've already uploaded the soundtrack to the radio, to the switchboard, so that people just listening on the radio can hear it. It's beautiful, peaceful music. And it's called Guardian Angels. So when we're ready, I'll count you down. Is everybody ready?
Here come the hearts now. So Jen Christie in her devilishly inimitable fashion.
You don't want to imitate me, I must say. Okay, I'll count you down. Okay, then. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play. Right now it's time to light our candles. I hope you've got your candles ready to light, because we make a ceremony out of this to make it special. I'm lighting my candle for world peace and interspiritual unity. Also because it represents the light of spirit, which we take out into the world and help other people to light their candles, if they wish. And also because fire is a very powerful tool, which when added to prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as always, to send out love, light and healing all around the world, out to all mankind. And right now, I've lit my Nag Champa as well, which purifies the atmosphere, ready for us to invite the angelic realm, which we're going to ask Chrissy to do right now. Please.
Thank you. So I'd like us to concentrate on imagining a beautiful golden light shining all around us, a circle of golden light. And we'll turn in our minds with closed eyes, we'll turn to the north, and we'll call in Archangel Michael. We'll ask him with his heavenly sword to create a sacred circle around us and to protect and guard us from anything that we feel to be threatening or negative in any way. The light will protect us, the light will see us through, and Michael will walk before us, clearing our path. We'll turn to the east and we'll invite Archangel Raphael to be with us as a healing energy to create a wonderful healing of light around us so that wherever we go, our smile, our presence, our being will heal those through our intention that needs some positive energy or some loving thoughts. We'll turn to the south and we'll call upon Archangel Uriel to strengthen us, to give us spiritual backbone, to give us inner peace and a sense that we are here to serve. With his mantle of purple energy and beautiful gold and ruby light, we'll have the stamina and the strength to carry us forward into whatever we need to do next. And as we turn to the west, we call in Archangel Gabriel to light our way and to show us the direction, to give us an inner knowing, to help us to tune in to our own intuition that links with the higher self and the masters and the angels that are guiding us. And within this sacred circle, we can be, we can reach our potential and be everything we came and we were intended to be. And as we call our guardian angels, all the angels and masters, we ask for their love and their blessing. Thank you.
Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now, in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy, and listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
I'd like you to come with me on a journey. So breathing deeply, feeling your feet on the ground. Imagine that you are walking
across a beautiful, beautiful, soft green meadow. And ahead of you, on the ground, is a hot air balloon, ready to go. You feel excited, but at the same time safe, and compelled to walk towards the hot air balloon and climb in. You get into the hot air balloon, and the person in charge lets go of the ropes, and up you go. You start to rise up to the level of the tops of the trees. So beautiful, so peaceful. You can see birds, you can feel the sunshine, feel the air on your face, rising above the treetops, slowly moving across the trees, feeling the air, smelling the fragrance from the leaves, feeling so calm, so peaceful. And you decide you'd like to go a little higher. So I would like you to think of anything in your spiritual life that may be holding you back a little, maybe tying you down, perhaps some slight negative behavior patterns or thoughts. Could be anything in your life that you feel is tying you back. And I'd like you to pick up one of the sandbags in the basket. Allow the sandbag to represent any aspect of negativity that's in your life. And let it go over the side of the basket. Feel yourself rise into the freedom, into the air. Pick up another sandbag and let it go. Perhaps it could be self-judgment or self-criticism. Let it go. Anything you feel that's self-limiting or no longer serves you, take a sandbag and let it go over the edge of the basket so that you rise higher and higher in the calm blue sky. Ahead of yourself, you can see a beautiful rainbow. The hot air balloon starts to fly towards the rainbow. And you can feel yourself going through all the colors, one by one. Through each of the different colors, you feel a different energy. The red, the orange, pink, blue, purple. Every one of the colors feels different to you. You feel strengthened, healed, refreshed, renewed, reborn. As your lovely, peaceful ride takes you to the top of the rainbow, there is a beautiful being of light, an angel, waiting to greet you with a healing gift. accept the gift, whatever that might be, a feeling, a sense, an image. Accept the gift with love, with grace. And as your balloon drifts around the top of the rainbow, choose which color you would like your balloon to descend through, the color that feels the most comfortable to you, and allow that color to blend with your chakra energy. Healing, strengthening, purifying, cleansing, refreshing and renewing. Watch as your balloon slowly moves through the rainbow, bringing you down, slowly back, down to earth. Coming back down, gently landing back on the grass, where you step out of the balloon and walk forwards through the field with gratitude for the peaceful, peaceful healing feeling that this ride brought to you. And as you walk along, you see a bright, bright light. It's a host of angels standing in a circle, bidding you to join them. As you enter this circle of angels, they all know you. They've all been waiting for you to join your heart to theirs and send pure healing love all around the world with them. Imagine the energy from your heart joining that of the angels, and see in your mind's eye beams of light weaving around our Mother Earth. A web of light, healing and sending love wherever you feel it's most needed. Watch the web of light getting stronger, moving round and round the world. The angels all hold hands, and you are part of this circle. You hold the angels' hands too. You can feel yourself growing, your arms stretching, your spine becoming straighter, your heart becoming larger. The angels send love to you. Feel it now. They thank you silently. And taking all this love, bring yourself back into your space, into your room, your chair, your everyday life. Knowing that you are so loved, you are so precious. With grace to share that love with everyone you meet. Breathing deeply and grounding yourself now. bring yourself slowly back into your space by very gently opening your eyes. Thank you.
Missing what's gone.
Gabriel with I Grieve. Thank you for that. And we want to thank Chrissy for the beautiful meditation.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thank you.
We did. It was gorgeous. Thank you. And thank you to the angelic realm for being with us today. And thank you for the calling him in so beautifully, Chrissy. I want to thank Gary for being with us.
Thank you so much, Chrissy. That was a beautiful meditation.
Gorgeous, wasn't it?
Yes, thank you so much for coming back on the show with us. Wonderful. Thank you for the
great
reading.
Yeah, we hope to have you back again soon.
Oh, that would be lovely.
And next week we have Heaven Blessed, Gold Ring member, Heaven.
Wonderful.
She's on next week. And so have a wonderful week, everyone. And keep it, taking in the light into your bodies and sending it out to everyone else. And we're going to say goodbye and God bless. And we're going to finish off with a song called Calling All Angels. So if you're out there listening, here we go. Good night.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you to everyone. Thank you to everyone in the chat room.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye. Remain a hollow bone.
Mm-hmm. Are you still there, Chrissy?